Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Boar Meets World, episode 19. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me, as always, is Steven.
Hey, guys.
Hey, this week we're covering Boy Meets World, episode 19, Kid Gloves.
Yeah. Season 1. Maybe we should start saying that.
Season 1?
Yeah.
Season 1, episode 19.
Well, whatever season we happen to be on.
Yeah. I was just going to be like, episode 222.
Oh, well, I guess that could work, too. Yeah.
They used to throw me off.
I think there was only 158, but...
Yeah. They used to throw me off, though, because the way they number episodes, they'll have, like, the season and then the episode.
Yeah.
So it always confused me, like, when I was younger, because, like, episode 202, and I was like, there's only 100 episodes to this show. Why is it 202? And this happens way earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Like, season 2, episode 2.
I constantly thought I was missing out on episodes, and... Mm. Yeah. It's a little tidbit. So we... So we open up in class.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We open up in class, and Feeny is telling everyone that they'll have to take part in extracurricular activities.
They got a few choices.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were?
I remember the one they all picked.
Yeah.
But
I remember the one that the show is entirely based on.
Yeah. No, they had vocabulary team and scuba. That's the only two I remember. What were the other ones?
Vocabulary. What was that second one you said?
Scuba.
Did you say team or something?
Vocabulary team.
Vocabulary team. Okay. Yeah.
Was debate one?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's always one in school.
But yeah, Mr. Feeney says some exciting activities for you to choose from.
Yeah.
And then he mentions vocabulary, and Sean is like, too exciting.
Yeah. So, very deadpan.
Kind of popped me pretty good. Yeah. But not as much as this upcoming joke. And you know the one I'm talking about, I'm sure, because we just watched it and you saw me lose my mind over it.
Tell it to me again.
Well, they all choose scuba.
Yeah.
So Feeny is like, hey, do you guys know what the hell that means?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Matthews. Duba?
Yeah. So it stands for something, right? You know, scuba.
Yeah. It's an acronym. Yeah. Yeah.
Corey says, Duba? Feeny's like, yeah, scuba duba.
Like, I failed you on so many levels.
Killed me. It was so good.
Oh, man.
Sean gets a turn.
Yep. It's something creepy under boat Andy.
Also pretty good.
Yeah. Very creative.
Of course, we all know who actually knows what it means,
and
right?
He's like, nope, I just want to blend in. I want to be normal.
Of course, we're referencing Mr. Minkus.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there, and he's, like, starting to twitch like an addict. He knows it.
Because Feeny's like, oh, apparently Mr. Minkus has no idea what this means.
Oh, then he just gets at him. Yeah. And he's just sitting there shaking. He's like, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Question.
Sure.
Did you know that's what it stood for before this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you ever went scuba diving?
No.
Do you want to?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What about you?
I'd give it a shot. Why not?
A shot? I mean, I probably would, but, like, I don't know.
I probably would at the quarry, probably not the ocean, because...
Definitely quarry or a pool, for sure.
I think there is probably just terrifying things in the ocean.
Yeah. I'm convinced Godzilla is real, and if I go too far underwater, I'm going to see him and shit myself, so... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, or some kind of, like, you know, Kraken or something's going to eat me.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that we know that, or know everything that's under there.
No, there's, like,
it's way
so
too
much
vast.
Stuff that hasn't been discovered, and you can't get deep enough because the pressure will just crush you.
Yeah.
So.
You ever been that deep? Well, not totally crushed, but did you feel the pressure?
No, I got I felt the pressure when I was playing in the water and the undertow caught me and slammed my face into the sand, and I thought I broke my jaw.
Yeah. When did this happen?
Oh, it was like a trip to like Fort Walton in Florida.
Mm.
So I was just playing out there, and then the water just got me and pulled me.
Nice.
Pulled me down.
Did it scare you? Do you like the ocean?
I was just like, what the hell happened? Because, like, you know, water, it's a pretty passive thing. Like, you can just slosh it yourself. I've never imagined it actually having the force to, like, pull you.
Sure.
So
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Not a big ocean fan.
Yeah, I forgot you've actually been to the beach.
Yeah.
So.
Too salty for my taste.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're not supposed to drink it.
Anytime I'm in water, it's ending up in my mouth.
It's like, I gotta try it. Some new water.
Yeah.
I bet it tastes different.
and it's just constantly splashing, and I'm like, just come on in, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to shut my mouth.
Yeah, no. I refuse to shut my mouth when I'm in water.
Like, this vast ocean will bend to my will. It'll stop. You watch.
And then sand, you know, it's just it's more trouble than it's worth, I think.
Yeah.
I like looking at the palm trees. That's about it.
I like sand.
Other than that, give me the quarry or just some random...
Dude, I'd rather have a pool.
Water or pool, sure.
Pool, something sterile, something controlled.
But a really big pool.
Yeah. I don't want to go into, swimming hole and step on a tack.
Yeah, not that that's ever happened before.
Yeah, never.
Just fucking gleaming off your foot. It's fantastic.
Like a scene from a movie.
So the next morning, guess what day it is?
It is Corey's 12th birthday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Alan has a very special present ready for him.
Is it special?
To Alan.
Well, we don't know that. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Before we get to that, though.
Okay.
Did you ever do any extracurricular activities in school?
Oh, hell no.
No.
God, no.
No.
Why would I?
I don't know.
I want to spend more time here. No. I'm good.
No. I didn't either. Well, no. I played basketball when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that counts, right?
What about the baseball thing? Or was that an outside project?
It was like summer league, so.
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, though, no. Because I think, like, in high school, I pretty much had a job the whole time. So, mm-hmm. I didn't have time for...
You played basketball in school?
Yes.
Interesting.
Like, third grade, second grade.
How'd you do?
Well, I'm not exactly built like a all-star here.
Yeah?
I never got the ball, really. I think I was just a body.
Were you B-team, like Corey, young Corey Matthews?
I mean, our whole team was B-team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a small little school, so...
Which school?
Western.
Okay, that's right.
That's not Western Kentucky University. That is Western down 62 in Kentucky. Western School.
Down the road.
That was on the side of the school. Western School.
That's all?
Yeah.
Just Western School.
Western School. Yeah. It was a...
It doesn't know exactly where it's at.
It was actually shut down when they built Turner and Saffold. Mm-hmm. Or Turner.
Are we giving way too much information?
We are.
About
we're going way too
our
far.
Exact location?
Yeah. Anyways...
Anderson County.
40342.
Currently, we're recording in Frankfort, Kentucky.
That's 40601. But no, I didn't do anything in high school extracurricular-wise or anything of note.
I just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
Or to my friend's house and, fuck off.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, one guy I knew had it.
Because I didn't do enough of that in school.
Yeah, one guy I knew was living the dream because he... he would go to school from 8 to 12, and then he would have co-op where you go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he worked for his dad.
Yeah.
Because his dad did repo and stuff. He'd go home and go sleep, 12 o'clock.
Oh, does that count? Because I was on that.
Co-op?
I may have already told the story on here.
No, I don't think you have.
About being an alternative school.
Oh, yeah, you have, I think.
And how I got to leave early because I was moving. That was my excuse. So I just stayed on... what do you call it? Co-op?
Yeah.
The entire semester because I was moving. It took the entire semester to move, you know.
In regular school, I don't think you would get by with that.
No.
No.
So I would go for like 2 hours and then just go home.
It's crazy when you sit when you sit down and do because I had to, for like one of the math classes, I had to do like computer courses to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished it in like a day and I passed it with an A.
So you took like a, what we would take an alternative school.
Yeah, where you just had the computer-based learning.
Because all it is multiple choice questions. And you take it over and over until you realize what you missed. And it'll tell you. So you slowly, or not even slowly, you'll figure out the correct answer in no time. Because I got like 5 credits in a week in alternative school. And then did nothing the rest of the semester.
It's ridiculous. it's crazy. Like, how much wasted time you have just going to school when you can learn all this on your own.
Sure.
I'm sorry if that offends one of our listeners.
sorry, teacher listener.
But, you know, teachers are good. Sure. But in my experience, I had a lot more bad teachers than I did good teachers.
Yeah, I didn't have Mr. Feeney.
No.
Or our listener teacher. I'm sure she's great as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe.
Yeah. True. But, yeah, Alan's got the special present planned for Corey. It's some mittens on a necklace.
Yeah, it's a necklace with a little pair of silver mittens. Corey is not too overwhelmed about this.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, okay, lame gift.
Yeah. I did like the whole, Alan sneaks in that morning, you know, puts the box on Corey's head.
Yeah, that was weird.
Which, you know, I never received a gift like that. I don't know if you have.
Not on my forehead, no. I don't like people walking into my room when I'm sleeping either.
I also like, you know, how he sneaks in, sneaks out.
Yeah.
Of course, this is played up for TV, but he, you know, is doing the crouching thing and stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's like, not necessary, really, but of course, you know, it's for the visual, for TV, I guess, you know, but it's things like that stick out to me sometimes.
Would it surprise you if I told you I did that in real life when I was sneaking around for the longest time?
No.
Because I just thought that's what you
do. Because I know you.
Yeah. And I just thought that's what you do. I was raised by television, okay? My parents didn't raise me, so, like, everything I do is dramatic. Yep, I raise my hands when I sneak around. I can't.
That actually worked?
Huh? Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, cool.
Okay, sorry about that. Technical difficulties with the recording. Computer wasn't plugged in, so it decided to take a shit on us.
Sorry, guys.
So, my story was, I'm dramatic with my movements.
You're walking around like Dracula.
Yeah, hands up, like, ooga booga.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, because I didn't know any different. I was like, well, they do it on TV, that must be how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool story. So, Alan sneaks in.
Yep.
Leaves the box on the head. Sneaks out.
Right.
This wakes up Eric, and he says, Corey, there's a box on your face.
Head. Oh, face.
Head, whatever. I don't know.
I think it was face.
Tries to say it again.
Yep.
Picks up a fucking megaphone that's conveniently placed.
Yeah.
I don't know how often he uses that or why it's there, but for this instance, it works.
Yeah. And he also threw in some reverse psychology, too. Like, there's not a box on your face.
this one got me pretty good, too, where Corey finally wakes up and he's like, you lie. There is a box on my face.
Now, I guess he opens up the box thinking he's going to get a buck knife like Eric did.
Well, I wouldn't expect that because that was kind of a small box. Yeah. I think Corey might have a problem.
Maybe he's getting a pocket knife.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So no, it wasn't. It was some, what he refers to as a pair of silver mittens.
Yeah.
He doesn't really get it. Mm-mm. Not a fan. Eric's not really helping the situation here. Downstairs, we see Alan.
He's excited. He thinks it's, has Alan explained what they were yet?
No.
Okay. Well, he knows the significance of those.
Mittens. Well, he already knows. Yeah.
Yeah, but Corey doesn't.
But he thinks Corey is just going to love him a little bit more than he does Amy today. Yeah. Amy's like, yeah, I can deal with it for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Corey comes downstairs. He's just more talking about this scuba adventure he's got coming up. And thanks for the mittens, I guess. They're cool.
Yeah. And his dad's like, what?
Yeah, Alan is a little upset, a little hurt. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a gift from any of your relatives with lots of meaning behind it or anything? Or any kind of significance to it? Like a heirloom being passed down?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Not one thing?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I've gotten a few things.
Well, let's hear it.
One thing I got was a watch that my mom's dad had.
So you're wearing it?
No.
It's a Fitbit.
Yeah, they had Fitbits in the 70s. He actually got the first model. So, no, I got it put up, but.
Do you treat it like Eric treats the knife?
I have it put up.
Yeah. Wrapped up. You shine it up once in a while.
Well, no. It's underneath some socks in my drawer in there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Any more items?
Just some knives from my dad. So.
Did they, what do they mean? Do you want to share that?
No, I just gave it to him. He's like, here you go. Okay. Take care of it.
So what makes that special? That's just from your daddy?
Mm-hmm. The knives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, oh, he gave me this because it was his. And
sure.
Starting to pass it down. But I'm not having kids, so it's going to stop with me.
Maybe you can give it to Zach.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Not even one of them? No. Seems like you got a few.
He would probably get upset if someone gave him a pocket knife. Like, I'm not a 60-year-old man. I don't need a pocket knife.
Mm-hmm.
It clashes with my Toyota Yaris or something.
What?
I don't know. I picture him driving a hybrid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As we all should.
Yeah. Gotta be eco-friendly.
Yeah, of course. This is a green podcast. I especially thought you were going to ask me if it came from my father, and which, you know,
I wasn't, you know,
all our listeners,
I was
know
like, I could ask him if his dad gave him something, but like, he would have to be around to give you something.
Yeah, he gave me,
absence.
Yeah. Abandonment issues. Yeah.
And I'll pass that down, Dad. Don't worry.
So this leads us back to
school.
What if
he's like our biggest fan?
That'd be
your
good,
dad. You know? Like, that's how he checks up on you. Like, he's doing all right.
He's doing all right. He's still watching Boy Meets World, you know. Yeah. He has some kind of father figure in Alan. It's working out.
Yeah, he didn't need me. I did my part.
Back at school, all the students are getting ready for their scuba adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little body shaming and whatnot in here.
Yep.
That was fun.
Corey's got nothing.
I figured you wanted to mention the cat calling and whatnot, as you usually do.
It was a little strange, but mm-hmm. Whatever. It's all in good fun.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12-year-old boy. Whoop.
Yeah. I noticed that.
This is all in good fun.
I know. We're just kidding around, you know. Boys will be boys. Yes, they will. But I did notice that when Sean and Corey got a lot of cat calls, but Topanga, like, was a little hesitant there. Like, do we cat call her or... Yeah. Do we leave it alone? Or?
Well, that begs the question why they would be more inclined to catcall a 12-year-old boy rather than the 12-year-old girl.
Who knows?
Does that make it more pervy?
Maybe Kevin Spacey was in charge of the audience that day. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Bam.
Did you hear about his...
I knocked that house of cards down.
Did you hear about his movie coming out recently?
No. I would still watch anything he's in. He's a good actor. I can separate the performance from the person. So.
Well, you're just an awful person.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm kidding. I don't really care about anybody's accusations.
I mean, that's all they are right now, right? Accusations?
Nah.
Have they been proven?
Nah. I don't keep up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody like Louis C.K. did say, yeah, that shit's for real.
Yeah, well, it's not an accusation at that point. It's a fact.
But his movie came out, and it only got like $100 box office, like the first day or something.
Did it come out in select theaters or?
There was like 10, I think.
Yeah,
I want to say.
I mean, were they boycotting it? Was it an indie movie? Was it?
I don't know. I don't know what the movie is or anything.
Oh, okay.
I know for the entire weekend, it got like $618, which I'm sure that breaks some kind of low record.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, to see how far one has fell is just interesting. I don't know. Anywho, back to scuba.
Yep.
You know, we see Corey and Sean's frail little bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're prepubescent.
Sure. So
they don't have developed muscles and armpit hair and...
You're really looking, huh?
Huh? From a biological standpoint. What?
But they're talking about how they're excited to go for the scuba thing.
Yeah.
Gets them out of class, and especially away from Feeny.
Right.
But guess what?
Dive Master is...
Of course. He knows every fucking... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Everything?
Yeah, that works, but...
he's a renaissance man.
All the classes, what would I say there? Can't think of the word.
Curriculum?
Sure.
I don't know. What are you going for here?
Like, he teaches every subject, yeah. I guess, basically. Yeah.
He knows everything.
But, yeah, on top of that, scuba master, eventually fucking running college, you know, it just never ends, really. Yeah.
He can just do everything.
Whew. Okay, take over.
Okay.
I'm getting hot.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Oh.
Got me sick.
Did you like that coffee? It was perfectly executed.
Yeah, that was good.
So, they go scuba diving, right?
Sure. Yeah, he's kind of teaching them. They're doing the whole, here's what you do with the training the yeah. fucking thing. With
he's like, take a breath. And he's like, boop, 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 boop. Like he's underwater.
Leads to a little ha-ha between Corey and Sean, with Corey being like, hey, you brushed your teeth this morning, right? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that completely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good lord.
I think I was still losing it over Feeny doing that pop 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 thing.
I forgot to mention this one, but it'll come in later.
Okay.
Then they go diving. Yes, I don't. We didn't really see that, did
no,
we?
No, I think they showed it off screen. Like, well, they didn't show it otherwise.
They showed it off screen.
Yeah, they showed it off screen. Which, if they showed it at all, it wouldn't be off screen. But, you know.
Which, that leads us back at home at the end of the day. And Eric is once again on the telephone getting dumped.
Yep.
Seems like
by Donna.
All he does in every episode so far in season one.
Getting dumped.
Like, I would like to see. Or if you know out there, let me know over at Boar Meets World on Twitter. How many times do we see Eric on the phone in season one getting a date and getting dumped? Because I would say it's pretty high.
I'm going to say like 75% of season one.
Okay. Yeah. That's almost the entire show.
Spitball.
Just all that.
Yeah.
But they're talking about the necklace. Which Corey is now realizing that he lost on a scuba adventure, perhaps.
Not a big deal to him.
No. Until Mr. Allen comes in and he starts to explain what the next necklace actually is. How it's a prize for coming in second in the entire U.S. Navy in his division in boxing.
It's huge.
Yeah. How many competitors do you think that is?
Oh, got to be like thousands.
Okay, so here's the point I was going to get to. Allen, secret badass?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think so. I think he's a soft-spoken, kind-hearted, but would fuck you up if you came anywhere near his family.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll see pieces of that later on.
Think so?
Perhaps with maybe Sean, you know.
I bet he was a wild man in the Navy.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me an adventure you think he might get in.
I think he got drunk one night in South Korea and boxed his way back to the boat.
I can see that.
Yeah. And I would love to see them shoot that and show it as a Boy Meets World special.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. And we'll call it Man Boxes World.
Corey now starts to feel pretty bad about losing the necklace at this point. Mm-hmm. And again, Eric is there to
make everything better.
Or the complete opposite. When Alan leaves, Corey calls around where he's been the previous day here, trying to figure out where the hell the necklace is. Hasn't been found by anybody yet. So he decides to go looking for it for himself. And he has good old big brother Eric to cover for him at dinner, which...
Yeah,
you know,
going to Sean.
He's going to take care of that for sure.
Mm-hmm. He totally won't screw that up.
And then at dinner, we see Eric, and they're asking, where's Corey? And he's like, I have no idea. Oh, actually, he went to Sean's for dinner. Yeah, I forgot.
That dinner looked delicious, by the way.
What were they having?
It looked like fried chicken, rolls, corn.
Something that could fit right into a brown bag, perhaps.
Yeah, the whole thing could probably fit in one of Amy's brown bags.
But then, to spoil the cover here, Sean shows up.
Yep.
Eric's doing his best to point, and he's wiping off the mustache here, you know. Yeah. And Sean's like, good to see you too, Eric.
Corey around?
Yeah. And no, he's not, because he's at your house, Sean, eating dinner. Which, tell us about the story that Eric... proceeds to give. Why is Sean there? But
they
Corey
send Sean
to
over to see what they're having for dinner. So Corey, they want to know if they made the right decision with eating dinner at Sean's house or something.
Yeah,
perfectly believable.
Pretty solid cover, I think. I don't know how they saw through it. But did you ever sneak out and have any cover stories?
Yeah, I did. My first concert.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was. Truth be told, I was old enough to be going to concerts, okay?
Sure, so, but you're going to shit on Zach and say, he went to them way younger than me.
Well, now I don't have to because you did it.
Oh, sorry.
But I still don't get how, like, I can't go to one band concert, but he can go to Warped Tour at 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. But anyways.
But you know, it's a wild place.
Yeah, wham, wham, wham. Parents didn't love me as much, blah, blah, blah. Moving on.
He's the baby. I mean, it
happens. Yeah, it's just the way it is. But snuck out. Told my mom, gonna go hang out with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
When actually, I was. I wasn't lying.
Yeah.
But I just didn't tell her the part where we're going to Cincinnati to watch a show.
Mm. That's a good 2 hours away, my friends.
Bogart's, which, if you've ever been to Bogart's in Cincinnati, it's like, that side of the street's cool, but the other side of the street's super sketchy.
Heck of a venue. Check it out if you can. Bogart's, you want to send us some money, that'd be great.
You know, you might want to hold off on that, because I'll tell you right now.
Oh, you're about to shit on it.
Okay. Yeah, I have never watched a show at Bogart's that actually sounded good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've seen a lot. Yeah, pretty good.
This concert sucked. It sounded like mud.
Do you want to tell people who you saw, or are you embarrassed?
No.
You don't want to tell us?
It's not important to the story.
Well, I'm curious.
It was Black Label Society.
Oh, rock on.
Yeah. They're douches.
Did you get a lot of whiskey?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that on here. No, I didn't drink.
You shouldn't say BLS is douchebags?
Yeah.
Why?
I just probably shouldn't do it. Bury him.
That's okay. I don't know if Zach Wilde's going to hear this or not.
Probably not.
But if you're listening, you rock. You got some cool long hair.
Yeah.
You play guitar like a madman.
Yeah, you're really good. but anyways, my mom called on the way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, where are you? I was like, I'm at Walmart in Frankfurt. She's like, no, you're not. I was like, yeah, I am. She's like, no, you're not. So.
Well, how did she know you're not?
Apparently, somebody ratted on me. I don't know who. Probably her spy that follows me around everywhere.
They had told her that you weren't at, I'm assuming, Nick's?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know how she found out. Probably it was Zach. I don't know.
Well, what did you say?
I mean,
how did you eventually say, hey, this is where I'm at, or?
No, I stuck to it, and then when I got home, I was like, okay, I went to a concert. Mm. She's like, you did what? Oh, you're grounded. The only thing you're going to do is go to work, go to school, and come home. I was like, that's all I do anyways.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, that was a whole fight.
And well, how was the show?
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Did it make you not a BLS fan anymore?
I still listen to them. Every once in a while after that, but...
CD only.
Yeah. After that, I was just kind of like, no, I'm good.
So Kyle hates Black Label Society and Bogart's.
Well, sure.
Okay.
But I think that's where I found out that, like, I didn't really like concerts either.
Mm,
like, the environment, like, being squashed in, standing for hours on end, because they started, like, 2 hours late.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's because they're rock stars.
Yeah, they're not going to get in a hurry. And then, just loud.
Oh, it's too loud, and I had to stand, and
somebody
bumped into me.
Yeah, sweaty, nasty.
Hated it. Ugh.
Yeah. Nick actually got threatened by some dude there.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was trying to push to the front, and Nick pushed him on back. He looked at Nick and put, like, the gun symbol up underneath his chin.
To his own chin or to Nick's chin?
To his own chin.
Okay. Looking at Nick's so he's going to, oh, I'm going to kill myself. I can't get over it.
Let me through, or this is going to be on your conscience for the rest of your life. I swear on my crackhead face.
That's pretty good.
So, what about you? Any stories about sneaking out?
Oh, I never had to sneak out, my friend.
You're just like, I'm going to go to cereal party.
Okay, actually, like, you know, good old Michael Bowler would show up. He may have, like, came through my window, but then we would just walk through the living room and be like, I'm sneaking out, and just walk through the door, and bye. Mike's like, I'm sneaking him out. It's like, all right, just get out of here.
Yeah. They're like, we'd fight you, but that was funny, so have a good time.
So, no, sorry. Yeah. I'm boring.
It's okay.
I don't have any stories. So, yeah. Cover's pretty much blown. Parents start to realize that this means Corey's missing. And it's dark out.
They're concerned.
Yeah. This is where we see that Corey has snuck into the gym and he's swimming around or scuba-ing around.
He's looking for those silver mittens is what he's doing.
He's looking for the gloves and he's caught by, well, you just take a guess.
The dive master himself.
That's right. George I think Feeney. You're cheating because you did just watch the episode. But it is Mr. Feeney. And I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure, you know, when he comes up from the water and you see Feeny standing over him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that shot is directly ripped off from the film The Graduate, which stars
Dustin Hoffman
and William Daniels himself, Mr. Feeny.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you play?
Well, he's the guy that's also standing above Dustin Hoffman when he comes out of the water. So they made that shot again.
Did he play his dad?
I don't know. I guess if that's his dad or I don't. I've never seen the movie. I don't. I just know that they just recreated that shot because it's
Whoa.
Him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't pay any attention to him being in that movie.
Yeah.
You should watch it, though.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Is it like a coming-of-age tale, or...?
Well, he's already grown.
Oh. Coming-of-later-age tale.
I guess so. Like, he just graduated college, he doesn't know what he's doing with his life, and he just starts an affair with an older, you know, woman.
Mm.
And then he ends up falling for the daughter of the older woman, and...
That's an interesting tale.
Yeah.
Also, you know the school is John Adams, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, Mr. Feeny... William Daniels played John Adams in some movie or something, so that's why they called the school that. There's a lot of callbacks.
A lot of lip service, huh? Yeah.
Just some tidbits for you.
God, I guess he's the real star of the show, not Ben Savage, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
The untitled Ben Savage project turned out to be the untitled...
William Daniels project.
And there you go. So... Of course, Mr. Feeny catches him. He's sending him home. He's like, you idiot, did you listen to me in class at all today?
Yeah, this is not safe.
You're dripping all over my Oxfords. You're going home and buying me some new shoes.
Yeah.
So he goes home. Parents are like, what the hell? But we're worried and glad you're alive. But you're in deep shit, deeper than that water you were just scuba.
Picture
in.
A pool. Like, but instead of water, it's shit. And you don't have an air tank, buddy.
And he says, yeah, I lost the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I know it means a lot. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I was looking for. That's why I did this. Put my life at risk, because I know how much this means to you. Alan says, yeah, it may mean a lot, but but the children... I mean, a little more, you know?
Yeah, it meant a lot to me when I was young and in the Navy, but now...
Yeah,
you
before
mean,
he had a family.
Yeah, now you mean, you know, a lot to me.
And so, he's going up to his room, but before he gets up those stairs, of course, Mr. Feeny arrives. And guess what?
He's got him.
He's got the necklace, people. It all works out.
And they're like, did you go scooping without a partner? And he's like, no, I got him out of the filter.
Yeah, you idiot.
Did he call him an idiot or a dum-dum?
I don't think he called him either of those things.
Oh, really? He did not degrade his intelligence at all?
Well, he said something like, see what I got you make me work with.
See what you
gave
me to
like
work
that.
With, yeah. Which would not pass today, like saying that to a parent.
You don't think so?
Oh, hell no.
Is the world too safe for even something like that?
Well, I mean, like, maybe it works because they're so familiar because he's their neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you go to a parent-teacher conference.
Mm-hmm.
And
which, shorthand, you say peacher conference.
Yeah, a peacher conference. And you ain't talking about peaches. You're talking about rotten apples. No. But, yeah, just like, you don't give me a whole lot to work with, Mrs. So-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid's a turnip.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this a... A real life story?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah. Twist. They agreed with him. No. Continue.
Okay.
That's the end of the show, right?
So Corey hands him over to Alan and he says, you're going to take care of these because I can't. And you'll give them to me on another great day or whatever the wording was. I can't quite recall.
Yeah, like one of the greatest days of my life or something like that.
And Alan's like, when would that be? He's like, next time you give them to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Yeah. Got to wipe the poop off that nose.
Or put more on, perhaps.
Well, yeah, he is in a pool of shit. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, like a suck-up kind of thing.
Yeah, brown nose.
Yeah. In the show credit scene, it's Alan giving Morgan a toy horse as a present because forgot to reference this earlier. Morgan was upset that she didn't get a present because she's grown accustomed to getting presents. Yeah.
Did you guys do that in your family?
Oh, God, no. We're not that rich to hand out presents when there's no reason to.
They did it in my family.
Really?
Yeah, my grandma would buy Zach something on my birthdays, and she would get something for me, too, until I got, like, older, like, around, what's his name? Will Friedle's age. Eric's age. And,
so, like, 16.
Yeah, 16,
15. Wow.
Yep.
You guys really got babied.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And then he kept getting them.
He still gets them.
Like, we didn't get Kyle anything for his birthday, but we got you something. I'm just kidding. That didn't really happen.
I could see it, though. It's like, Zach, I know you wanted an upgrade, so here you go.
And we also threw in a pair of socks and a Pepsi. It was my Pepsi.
Already poured it.
Yep, I already took a drink, so you know it's mine. No one will get that.
That is too...
Yeah.
Too deep.
Yeah, that is... That's woven into the tapestry that is this friendship. So
Morgan is insisting that Alan say that he won the horse while he was in the Navy. And he's like, no, I just bought it because I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Keep it on the down low from the mom. She once again says, you won it in the Navy, right? And he's like, yeah, sure. Whatever makes you happy, kid.
She's a little hustler.
Yeah. She's a... Well, I wrote down bitch, but I don't know if I should say that. Because I wrote, this is my note, presents on someone else's birthday, ? Morgan is a bitch.
I mean, I feel like that would be pretty common today.
Maybe too far for whatever she is, 5-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe not bitch, but it's just a very spoiled thing.
Entitled.
Yeah, it's like, where's my fucking gift?
Typical little millennial child.
Yeah, although way before that was a thing.
But well, no, she's millennial.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is 93. She would be born in 80-something.
88.
She's like my age. Am I one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we both are.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you have to be born before 85, or after 85.
I'm 86.
Yep.
I'm old. So that's the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Did you have any other notes that we didn't quite cover?
Well, I think one we didn't really cover is the reason Alan was giving him these presents on this certain day was because he's getting ready to enter into being a young man. You know, he's getting ready to become a teenager.
Yeah.
And stuff, so
why didn't he just wait to give when he's 13?
13? I don't know. That would make more sense, right?
Yeah.
Probably because they had already had this written and were like, we can't skip ahead to 13.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they skip plenty of years later, but...
Yeah, well, I'm sure that'll be covered somewhere.
Season 1 is trying to stay very consistent.
Yeah, well.
ish.
Ish. Emphasis on ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. When did you figure out that you were a man?
Oh, God, I don't know if I'm there yet.
You don't even know if you're there?
No.
Oh.
Mentally,
Be ready for that hit when it hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, physically, I'm going down.
You're there?
Yeah.
Well, you still got a full head of hair.
Well.
You'll probably have that your whole
life.
Yeah. All you got to do is dye it.
An insane amount, but the hairline's a little better than yours.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm starting to get, like, gray streaks. Mm-hmm. In what hair I have left, so.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that. When did you realize you're a man?
Yeah.
I don't
like
know what...
Like the, like, holy shit, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a grown man.
I don't know. I think I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting for that
moment.
Did you?
Yeah.
When your hair starts to get a little thinner?
Yeah. When I'm 80, maybe it's time.
Yeah. I guess I'm a man now. Ooh! My heart!
Did you have a specific date that really hit you?
Yeah. Like, I was in the mirror, not looking at it. I was in it. That's how deep I was.
You're like, what the fuck am I doing in here?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, only men can enter mirrors. Okay, I get it. No, like, I saw a line on my head, and I was like, holy shit, you know, kids don't have lines on their head. I'm a grown man. I'm not kidding anymore. I'm not kidding anymore. I can't use that excuse like I'm dumb. I'm still learning, you know. I don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So what's your excuse now?
I don't have one. I just do it. I'm a man. I'll do what I want. That's my excuse. No.
Breaking out. That's what I wrote. Sneaking out. Sneaking out. That's what
I'm breaking out. Did you live in a prison?
Sometimes it felt like it.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, definitely
not.
Hey,
I'm sneaking him out. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Presents on someone else's birthday. I wrote, did you ever hug a teacher?
Maybe when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But everybody hugged him. Teacher really? Was a skank. I'm just kidding.
Wow. One of those teachers, huh?
No. No.
Unfortunately.
No. What'd you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? Good Lord. I learned that SCUBA stands for Something's Creepy Under Boat Andy. That's my lesson for the week.
Okay, so basically Steven learns that SCUBA means don't look under the boat because Andy told you to, or told you so.
/ Duba.
Duba.
As for a real lesson, you know, maybe be a little more responsible with things people give you, you know?
Yeah.
Might be a note to take.
Are you really going to do that? I don't know, you're pretty responsible with things.
I'm okay, you know, I try my best.
I've been constantly told that I am hard on things.
Hard on things? Like, you don't take care of things?
Yeah.
Well, for example?
Like this computer, my truck when I had the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Phones. Like, I have terrible luck with phones.
Well, I think that's just because you randomly get angry and you probably throw it or drop it.
I haven't done that
in
forever.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just clumsy.
I've seen you drive, man, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty chilled out compared to what I used to be.
Did you have a lesson this week?
I'm trying to think if I did or not.
And did you have any more notes?
I'm out of notes.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think what I learned. I learned that we're at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. Have we got any plugs or anything we want to talk about?
I'm good. You got anything?
No. Let's try some this just for fun.
Okay.
You got a recommendation for something for someone to check out?
Sure.
All right, hit me up.
Okay. Our show covers a 90s show, so I'm plenty of nostalgia there. You know, if you want to listen to another podcast that exclusively deals with throwbacks to like the 80s and 90s, you should check out the Lost Art of podcast, where you hear them talk about shows from the 1980s, movies from the 1980s and 90s, video games, summer break, landlines.
Is this the same people you covered before?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, are they paying you?
Landlines. No. I just genuinely enjoy the show.
Okay. So it's the
Lost Art of Podcast.
The Lost Art of Podcast.
Yeah. .wordpress.com.
I'm sure they're on things you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. You'll find them.
Like iTunes.
Yeah.
Stitcher.
Yeah.
Google Play. Where do you listen to podcasts?
I go to their WordPress site and click a link. So
you just listen to on your computer?
Yeah.
You don't listen to them on your phone?
No. Mm. Well, I do if I'm at work filing stuff, but
interesting. What do you use on your phone?
I just go to their website and click on the link.
You know, you can get an app that you can just get podcasts on, right?
Is this app paying you?
No, but they should. And anyone else that wants to give me money should. We can talk about that at boremeetsworld@gmail. If you wanna.
I will be your shill. Pay me.
And, you know, I would be a little more excited today, but I haven't had a Bang energy drink, which I would love to have, you know. So if you guys wanted to talk about a little something under the table, we can make that happen. And if you guys, that would be my thing I recommend, is Bang energy drinks. One of my favorites is Star Blast. So check that out. What else we got, Kyle? We're running out of time here.
I think that's it, man.
All right, of course, you're listening to us, so you know where to listen to us. if you want to tell your friend to listen to us, tell them they got multiple options, like an iTunes, a Google Play, a Stitcher, a Spotify, did I say Google?
Google
Play. It's all over the place.
Yeah, or if you want to keep your friend, don't tell them.
Yeah, so. Or if you really hate this person, tell them.
Just give them the whole library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Download all, where are we at, 19 episodes.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, burn it on a CD or something, put it on a thumb drive.
Yep.
Give it to them for their 12th birthday, or whatever the birthday number may be. Yeah. I'm really stretching this one out.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah. So, yeah, do that. Also, if you happen to be on iTunes and you're like, hey, this show is okay, give some stars, maybe a little comment. Good, bad, I don't really care. Your bad one would probably make the show, so if you want to go that route, that'd be great. If you want to go good, that's fine, too.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the good reviews, too.
Not as much, though.
No, we just mostly talk about the people leaving good reviews and how awesome they are.
So this has been Boar Meets World, Episode 19 from Season 1, Kid Gloves. He's Kyle. I'm Steven. We'll see you next week.
Is that your new sign-off?
Just trying it.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys.